Ross Lyon is about to join us in our review here on Attity 26PR for Kennards Hire and Prestige Tile Gallery. Here he is.
Ross, the first quarter in particular, how do you sort of explain what happened
there? Well, I think it's easy to explain. I thought West Coast were very good. They won the ball, they spread hard, the intensity, for whatever reason, was outshining ours, and I thought they were really effective. We struggled to defend it, and they had us on the back foot. You know, eerily similar to the first derby, but the other way around.
Is that pressure from the midfield not being where it needed to be, or were there some systems?
Our pressure? Yeah, I think our mids and all of them, I thought, everyone plays a part, but I think we've got to give credit to them. They've been playing very good football, and as much as you send a message to your players and you talk about it, and, you know, we won six derbies in a row and probably embarrassed them last time, and it was a critical result, wasn't it, in the context of the season, from the other side's position, and important to us. You can hear the message, but and sometimes do you feel it? You know, so we get some valuable reminders how harsh the AFL jungle is. You know,
was Luke's loss yesterday important, given that how well they caught him, how well they marked inside 50?
Oh, look, I'd be disappointed. I think Luke would have struggled to defend some of that stuff. How it was coming in, I thought it sort of flowed in. I think to sum it up, we created opportunities. Probably not as slick, but they scored really quite easily, and off our opportunities, they defended it really well, or we slaughtered it with a drop mark, miss handball, or miss kick. So, it's you get what you deserve in this game, and we got what we deserve today.
Ross, we've got to ask you about the Alex Silvani incident. He went on report. Did you see it?
What happened?
Any take on it for striking?
He's been reported.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things. One, something's before the tribunal. I have an inability to comment, and secondly, I didn't see it.
The potential to lose a second key defender, Zach Dawson, missed a couple of weeks.
Zach's fine. He'll be fine to be available, and potentially lose one, and Luke's fine as well. So Luke just had tone in his calf, which is a tightness that we're uncomfortable with on the back of the corky, and he trained. He wanted to give himself till today, but hindsight's 2020, and which is 2012, there's some signs with his hamstring, and 2014, where he missed the last five, there's signs that we probably ignored. So Ken Withers, our doctor, made the call, and there was no wrestling that off him, and I think it was the right call. So Luke would be fine next week, and Dawson, no one really kept him out of Peel, I don't think. They didn't play that well. So Dawson, who was in good form against GWS, is a chance as well. So I think, and Johnson needed the run. I think he found out. It was a pretty hot start, wasn't it? So he knew he was alive. And but I thought Alex Pearce went back with super, that kid. You know, he's going to be a pretty good player for us. So, we get a bit out of it. And I think Fife, after 2 weeks off, six possessions first half, but thought he ignited us in the second half and got to work. So out of the wreck, there's some positives.
How did you view how the forward structure worked after Alex had to go back?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it. I don't know. I know we're better in the second half, particularly the last quarter. But it was a bit, when you do what they did, you've got to expend a lot of energy. And clearly, we didn't match that. So we had a bit more energy to spend. And I think maybe one moment we thought we might be a sneaky chance. Do you know what I mean? I think it might have been the Walters one. And then we gave a cheap goal away. I think it would have got to 18 points or something. I did. So, we'll have a good look at it overall rather than just with Alex Pearce.
Is there any sort of complacency anyway, given the comfort level that you have by sitting so far on top of the ladder, and then a side goes?
No, I can only talk for myself. My aim coming here, and that's why I sit here disappointed, was to measure ourselves against one of the benchmark teams. So clearly, look, in the first half I thought we had entries and general play stuff, but they scored pretty early. I think they had 4 inches, kicked 4 goals. So I thought we gave away some undisciplined free kicks. So why do I sit disappointed? Because I would have liked to play better against a quality opposition. But I think we saw enough at times to think our best is still pretty good and thereabouts. So that's why I can't comment on what the players are thinking and whether they're complacent or not. But I know I'm not.
I don't normally buy into it, but a 20... free kick count to West Coast at half-time, 7 to you guys. You've touched on discipline.
Yeah.
Do you think that contributes to that, for instance? It'll be an issue from fans in the next few days?
Well, I think the fans should move on. I thought, not from my end, I wasn't sitting there. And look, I don't drill in that much. And yeah, I think when you're second to the ball and you're pushing in the back and you're a bit desperate and trying to catch fleet-footed people, you give away free kicks. So yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with it.